Well, let's look at that first question. That is, what was the situation in 1100? To be sure, the Crusaders faced some really daunting odds in getting to Antioch and getting to Jerusalem. But they faced perhaps even more daunting odds into holding on to their conquests. In 1100, the Crusaders held Antioch, which was on the upper Orontes, and communicates with the sea through a port called St. Simeon, the ancient Seleucia in Roman times. As you have to actually go down the river, it's over a day's journey until you have access to the sea. Fortunately, Bohemond controlled that port. To the east, about 160 miles northeast across the great Euphrates River, was Edessa, which is to some extent an oasis city, modern Urfa. There, Baldwin was building up a second Crusader state, the so-called County of Edessa, and he had cooperation from the large Armenian population in the area. That principality turned out to be quite an extensive principality, strategically very important, but difficult to defend. Its western areas were cut by the Euphrates River. Edessa is 160 miles east of Antioch, and the Euphrates is an extremely impressive river to cross, even high summer. It was mountainous in the west. It was part of the great Taurus mountain range. In the central to the eastern areas were part of the grasslands that merge into the Al-Jazeera, the natural habitats of the Turkoman regimental armies that were always threatening the county. So that mastering the area around Edessa took all of the tact and skill of Baldwin. Conveniently for Baldwin, he was able to contract an Armenian marriage, as did the next count, Baldwin II. Both of those cities, while they were isolated in 1100 from each other, were isolated even far more from the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was over 300 miles south of Antioch. And that's how the crow flies. You had to get to Jerusalem by either following the Levantine shore between the Amanus Mountains, and which are now the mountains of Lebanon, or cutting over, once you get into the northern areas, through the Galilee and go through the hill country of the traditional regions of Israel and Judah to get to Jerusalem. You could also stay on the coastal plain of Palestine. And fortunately for the Crusaders, they did control the port of Jaffa, and they had a short route from Jaffa to Jerusalem. This is how the Genoese were able to support Jerusalem back in 1099. This was a tall order. The conditions were arid. Water was crucial to control. The Crusaders were vastly outnumbered. And from the start, it would be difficult to control these areas, let alone to expand. Well, reinforcements were essential. And from the start, the new pope, Paschal II, preached another crusade. And by 1101, a crusade of reinforcements, it's often called the Crusade of 1101. This is not the Second Crusade. I sometimes affectionately call it Crusade 1.5. This crusade set out technically to reinforce these three positions. Unfortunately, it was hopelessly mismanaged. It divided into three columns as it crossed Asia Minor. One major column, instead of going to Palestine, actually moved north into Anatolia to rescue Bohemond, who had the misfortune of getting captured by Ghazi Malek, the Dashamend emir of northeastern Asia Minor, was being held from ransom. This crusade blundered into an ambush near Mersifon and was cut to pieces. Raymond Toulouse was on that expedition. He actually escaped. Some of the knights escaped, but it ended in failure. Two other columns attempted to repeat the march across Asia Minor. Both ended in disaster. One of the columns was commanded by William IX of Aquitaine. He is the grandfather of Eleanor of Aquitaine, and hence there was a tradition of crusading in Eleanor's family. Both of these crusades could not capture the city of Konya. Both of them found that the Seljuk Turks, after their defeats in 1097, 1098, had regrouped and began to learn to assess crusader strengths. And these two columns fell into well-laid ambushes. So by the time this crusade of 1101 was over, very few of those forces ever reached Antioch, Edessa, or Jerusalem. Some of the deserters from the First Crusade, such as Stephen of Blois, managed to get to Jerusalem, And then Stephen conveniently got killed in a battle in 1102 at Ramallah, but that's nothing more than a footnote.